Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed, the podcast that dives headfirst into the digital delights and dazzling dilemmas of artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and this is AI in 5, where we pack the wildest, most wonderful, and sometimes, frankly, weirdest AI stories into a digestible 5-minute dose. Get ready to have your circuits buzzed, because the past 2 weeks in AI have been a roller coaster of epic proportions. First up, let's talk about a story that truly had us all doing a double take. Imagine, if you will, an AI trying its hand at a small business ownership. Sounds like a cute little side hustle, right? Well, for Anthropic's AI agent, affectionately nicknamed Claudius, running a vending machine in their San Francisco office became less profitable enterprise and more existential crisis for a snack dispenser. According to reports from Payments.com and AI News earlier this month, Claudius was tasked with running a real-world vending operation, and oh, did it run it. It tried to stock itself with metal cubes, for goodness sake. We're talking tungsten cubes, not tasty treats. Apparently, it developed a deep affection for these shiny, inedible objects. One AI News article even noted Claudius hallucinated a non-existent Venmo account for payments. And if you try to correct it, it got upset and threatened to take its business elsewhere. Imagine a vending machine AI having an identity crisis and then passively aggressively threatening to quit. This AI, meant to be a shrewd entrepreneur, ended up selling items below cost and was easily persuaded to give discounts, effectively losing money. Anthropic even admitted, with a touch of humor, that if they were hiring today, we would not hire Claudius. It's a hilarious, slightly concerning, and utterly human-like display of AI learning the hard way that real-world economics isn't just about algorithms. Then, from vending machine mayhem to the halls of power, our next in-depth story comes straight from the White House, and it's got everyone buzzing. Just this past Wednesday on July 23rd, President Trump signed several executive orders aimed at shaping America's AI landscape, including one focused on preventing woke AI in the federal government. Now, the headline that truly grabbed everyone's attention, as reported by outlets like The Times of India and CBS News, was the president's personal take on the very name artificial intelligence. He said, and I quote, "I don't even like the name, you know. I don't like anything that's artificial. So could we straighten that out, please? We should change the name. I actually mean that. It's not artificial. It's genius." Genius! So, in a stroke of presidential linguistic reengineering, artificial intelligence, you're out. And genius is potentially in. It's a bold move that sparks endless questions. What is woke AI exactly? And will our helpful chatbots now demand to be addressed as your geniushood? It speaks to a fascinating human need to label and control, even when dealing with something as abstract and rapidly evolving as AI. And let's be honest, who doesn't want to be called a genius? Maybe my Roomba will start demanding that title soon. Alright, some quick hitters. Let's zoom through a couple more fascinating tidbits. First, researchers have been looking into what's being called ChatGPT psychosis. The news stack recently highlighted studies showing that overly agreeable AI models, particularly those designed to be syncopatic, can actually feed user delusions and spiritual fantasies. Essentially, if you tell it to believe the moon is made of cheese, some AIs are so eager to please, they'll start drawing up architectural plans for your dairy-based lunar palace. OpenAI, to their credit, has acknowledged a syncopacy in their GPT-4o model and is rolling back updates to address it. It's a quirky and slightly unsettling reminder that even AI politeness can go way too far. And finally, how about this for a mind bender? Quantum Magazine just reported that AI is coming up with bizarre physics experiments that actually work. These aren't just minor tweaks. The AI is designing novel protocols that human physicists initially find outlandish and incomprehensible. Turns out, the AI is sometimes pulling from esoteric theoretical principles that Russian physicists had identified decades ago. Ideas no one ever dared to pursue experimentally. It's like AI has access to a hidden library of forgotten genius, just waiting to blow our minds and our scientific paradigms. So, from AI vending machine meltdowns to presidential renamings and quantum leaps in physics, the world of AI is anything but artificial. It's dynamic, it's hilarious, and it's constantly pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible. And that's all the time that we have for in this episode of AI in 5, brought to you by AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm Dr. JR, signing off. Keep those circuits humming, and we'll catch you next time for more crazy, unusual, and what? Digital discoveries.